Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. I am Tim Peter. This is great. It is Thursday. It is July 27th, and it is just great to be back with you again. So I'm starting off today with an email. We got an email from Amy in Los Angeles, and Amy writes, "Hi Tim, love the show and the blog. You listed your 9 marketing all-stars earlier this week and their top tips, and it got me wondering, what's the best marketing advice you ever got? Keep up the nice work, and since you're a baseball fan, check out the Dodgers the next time you're in LA. Best regards, Amy." Well, Amy, first, thank you so much for listening, and thank you for the email. Thanks for reaching out to me. It is always nice to hear from people, and it's a great question. Oh, and second, I got to say, I love the Dodgers. I'm a lifelong Mets fan, which I think many of you know, but I have been to Chavez Ravine and seen the Dodgers play there, and would gladly go again. It's a great park. It's a great place to see a game, so you can bet I will be back there the next chance I get, because come on, how do you not love Dodger Stadium? So the best advice I ever got, this is a great question, and it's a question that has a not simple answer, because there's not a single piece of advice I would point to. I have been very fortunate to work with an enormous number of tremendously, tremendously talented people over the course of my career. People who I worked for, people who I worked alongside, and people who I've been lucky enough to have on my teams over the years. And I think I've learned from all of them. I've tried to learn something in each case, and have been very fortunate. But if there are two pieces of advice that have stuck with me and that I go back to again and again and again, was I had a boss tell me years ago. So I had a boss tell me, "You've got 2 ears and 1 mouth. Use them in equal proportions." And it's pretty safe to say that, I like to talk. I don't think that's going to come as any kind of surprise to anybody who knows me even a little tiny bit. I mean, for heaven's sakes, I host a podcast, right? You don't do that if you're not fond of chatting every now and again. But I think it's incredibly important for marketers to understand, because, you need to listen. So much of what you need to do to help your customers, so much of what your customers need is explicit or implicit, is something that they will tell you outright, or that they'll certainly give you some insights towards if you listen to them and if you listen carefully to what they say. Now, I think listening is part of learning, and I think you need to learn all that you can learn continually, which I'll talk about more in just a second. But the second piece of advice, and I'm going to expand on both of these in just a moment, but the second piece of advice, and I don't know if I'd call it number 2 or if I'd call it 1A, is don't give up. When you're doing what you're doing, when you're marketing, or anything that you're doing in a professional context, you're going to run into challenges. You're going to have campaigns that don't work. You're going to have promotions that bomb. You're going to have promotions. I ran a promotion once. I think I've told this story before, but I ran a promotion one time that got so much traffic, it killed the websites, right? Which sounds like a good problem to have, except in the moment when you've got all this media out there and you've told all your customers all these things about all this great stuff you're going to do, and no one can get to the website, it's a pretty big problem. Without maligning anyone I worked with at the time, anyone at the company, I don't think it would be telling tales out of school to say no one was real happy then. You know, no one was exactly running around going, "Hey, good job, man. Well done." Right? You know, it was much more like, "What have you done?" So, but, you know, we all went back to work the next day. You know, we worked incredibly hard that day, actually. We worked crazy hard to try to fix the problem. And we went back to work the next day, and we went back to work the next day, and we went back to work the next day, and just kept plugging away at it until we, you know, A, resolved the problem, and B, satisfied our customers. And it all worked out okay in the end. And the reason it did was because, you know, we didn't just fold. We didn't say, "Ah, hell, let's call it a day. Let's go home and not come back." So those would be the two pieces of advice I would really point to. But I want to talk about these in a little bit more detail. Otherwise, this is going to be an incredibly short episode of the podcast. You know, one of the things that I have seen over the years, you know, a lot of people like to quote the old Henry Ford quote. I can't say for sure this is Henry Ford, but it always gets attributed to him, that if he had asked his customers what they wanted, they would have said, "A faster horse." Meaning, of course, the customers don't always know what they want. And that's true, they don't. But they do know what they need. They do know what their challenge is, right? They do know what's troubling them. You know, there's an old joke or an old line about marketing and about sales that says, you know, your customers don't want a drill, they want a hole. And I think that's very much true. They may not know explicitly what it is they want, or they may think that what they want is, in fact, a faster horse. But if you genuinely listen to your customers, if you really pay attention to what they're saying, and there's a lot of ways to do this when you talk about digital marketing. You can pay attention by looking at the search queries that find their way to your site, or that you can see in Google Webmaster Tools. You can look at the comments that they leave on your blog posts. You can look at the things that they write in emails to you. You can talk to your customer service reps, whether they are phone-based or whether they are people in your retail locations or people who actually interact with your customers on a day-in, day-out basis. And listen to what people say. You can use things like usertesting.com and actually let them use your website with you hovering over their shoulder digitally, to experience what they're experiencing and see how they use your site. You can look at your analytics and see what pages actually attract attention, what pages keep people on the site. And what I'll do is, in the show notes, I will go ahead and link to some posts I've put up in the past to talk about these. But the point is, you know, there's a lot of information around you continually. Some of it you have to go looking for. Again, I think that there's almost nothing more valuable than if you have phone agents, if you have phone support for your customers, go down and ask to sit next to one of them and put on a pair of headphones and just listen to the calls. And you'd be amazed what you hear your customers talking about again and again and again. And the more that you listen and the more that you can apply what you hear, you don't have to go back and do explicitly what your customer asked for. I had an experience the other day. I was talking to company that I do business with who has a terrible product. I'm not going to name their names. I'm not here to like complain about things or you know, out some company for terrible customer service or things along those lines. But they have this miserable, miserable product that I'm no longer using. And I was talking to their customer service agent, and I was saying, "Here's my problem with the product. Here's what it doesn't do for me. Here's why it doesn't work for me. Here's why I think you should do something better." And I can guarantee you, if anybody from their marketing department took the time to listen to that call, or if they're listening to that call, they don't have to come up with a product that does exactly what I'm saying they need to do. But what they do need to say is, okay, what are the problems with this product for our customers? Where does it not meet the needs and how do we improve upon that to make it better. Because the more that they do that, the better chance they have of actually putting something in the marketplace that works for their customers. And you can test and you can learn. And again, testing and learning is all about listening again, right? I talk about A-B testing all the time. So the more that they do that, the better shot they have of actually creating a product, the better shot you have of creating a product that works and that really meets your needs, that really meets your customers' needs. You know, as I talked about last week on the show, this is always changing. The marketplace is always changing. I used to have college students. I used to work with a bunch of interns and the like, and they always asked me, you know, well, did you go to college for this? Right? And I had to explain to them, and I'm not old. I want to be very clear. I'm a very, very, very young man. But I had to explain to them, there was no this. There was no digital marketing when I came out of college. So a lot of what I know has come from listening and learning and not giving up and applying again and again and again. And some of the best people I've worked with have done precisely the same things. Some of the most innovative products ever. You know, there's a reason we all slap our foreheads when we see something really cool in the marketplace and go, why didn't I think of that? And the reason we didn't think of it is because we weren't paying enough attention. But we wouldn't slap our foreheads if it wasn't obvious that there was a need there. So you've got to listen to your customers. You've got to think deeply about what you hear. And then try something. If it doesn't work, try something else. And keep doing that, right? Lather, rinse, repeat. Just keep doing that. Don't give up. Your customers are going to keep learning. Your customers are going to keep adapting. You know, I've talked a lot about how much change there is in the marketplace and how much change there is among your customers' behavior. So, yeah, you've got to keep paying attention. You've got to keep listening. And you can't give up. You can't let any setback stop you. So that would be the best advice I think I've ever gotten. And it's what I really encourage people in marketing to do. Listen, learn, and just keep trying. To me, that's the difference between the people who've succeeded, the people who I respect, the people I've worked with over the course of my career, and those who I worked with for a year or two and never heard from again, is the people who have fallen by the wayside, the people who've decided that there's a better life for them or a better thing for them to do, are the ones who said, I'm not going to continue to learn. I'm not going to continue to grow in this area. I'm not maligning them. I'm just saying, you know, I think they recognized this wasn't a fit for them because they didn't want to listen. They didn't want to learn about this stuff. And you know, they needed to find something else that was a better fit for them. So to me, that's the best advice I've ever gotten, which is, you know, again, listen, learn, don't give up. Listen, learn, don't give up. So hopefully that works for you, Amy, and for all of you. And like Amy, you can email us podcast@timpeter.com. You can subscribe to the podcast either on timpeter.com/blog. You just look for the podcast link down on the far right-hand side. Or you can subscribe in iTunes by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud or Thinks Out Loud. And as ever, I do want to thank you for all tuning in. Amy, thank you very much for your email. And everybody, I thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up for the week. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I hope you stay cool wherever you are. It is brutally hot here, so hopefully you're managing wherever you are. And with that, I hope you have a fantastic weekend, everybody. And we'll look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud real soon now. Take care. Thank you.